in love with Lady Haiti. And when they call me to the Grammys, I wrap the flag all around me. Cause I'm in love with Lady Haiti. I'm so in love, they call me crazy. I left the music with the haters. Even though they try to stop me, I seen the earth shake right under her feet. She told me, baby, don't weep. I'm sitting on Oprah, tears in my eyes. I knew your story ever since a kid. Developed a crush when I heard what you did. 1804, you made my people free. You the reason I feel like I could be anything. Yeah, she in the white shirt.
She in the white shirt.
Under the hot sun. Yeah. Love when she talking that crayon. Got the old belle femme. I'm in love with Lady Haiti. They call me to the Grammys. I wrap the flag all around me. Cause I'm in love with Lady Haiti. I'm so in love, they call me crazy. I left the music with the haters. Even though they try to stop me, I'm in love with Lady Haiti. Miss Haiti. Tried to make you turn on me for real. Said I stole everything that we built. You told me don't bother, truth's in my eyes. From the bottom of the bucket straight to the top. Every time you were around, I could feel the clutch up. Despite what they think, we got a chance. Cause we got one last dance. She in the white shirt.
She in the white shirt.
Under the hot sun. Love when she talking that crayon.
Good morning, Puttins. That is Wyclef Jean. And the song is called Lady Haiti. As y'all know, I went to Haiti. Sin took me. It was an honor. It was beautiful. I was happy to see where my family originated from. Just amazing, amazing. I was shocked, but I also took it in. I don't try to be, you know, anything other than who I am. And to me, it was a personal milestone and it was on my bucket list. So it was amazing. I'm forever grateful to see that, to see, you know, people that love the religion, to see how their culture and how, you know, people come together as family to uplift. It was also a lot of different things that I learned from speaking to them. And, you know, it was just amazing. It really was. It was amazing. Words can never describe how I felt because I used to always tell, you know, my family, one day I'm going to Haiti, and my aunt and all of them would say, well, you got to learn the language so you can really get the full effect. And I was like, yeah. But I'm going. And I went. That was a milestone. That was a blessing to see Ogun in all his glory, to see Oya at the marketplace. Like, it was beautiful. But to also see their, you know, spirits and how it is, to go and see La Sirene, you know, in the water, and how beautiful it was, you know, to grab some rocks and say thank you, you know. It was very beautiful. I'm very grateful to see that. I'm very grateful to be a part of it, you know, and to be able to see that. The reason why I picked this song is the history, and, you know, I always got to talk about the elephant in the room and the realness. So, at one time, Wyclef went to run for a political office. He's a rapper, entertainment, you know, and he's from Haiti. You would think that people would be so open to have him. Hey! To be so open to have him do that, you know, and to to be, you know, to say, well, you know, he's part of Haiti, so why wouldn't we want him as a political, you know, person, or, you know, somebody that would make sure we were good. You know, voice of the people. We would speak for the people. But they didn't. They started making up rumors, saying that he was stealing and all of that. Here it is. This is my hometown. This is where I grew up. This is my life. This is everything I sing for. And they didn't want him. And he made that song. But he knew his roots. He knew what was said. Even though all these outsider people were like, he's going to destroy Haiti. He's going to make it into something it's not. He's going to exploit it. Like, it was a lot. It was like, oh, he stole all this money from Haiti. And they didn't want him in there. They did not. And he didn't back down. He didn't back down. He didn't say no. He didn't say, okay. He came on the Grammys with the whole Haitian flag. I remember that. And he knew his intentions. He knew what he signed up for. He knew what was told to him. But he also stopped, backed up, and said, you know what? This is, I didn't sign up for this. And if the people don't want me, okay. All right. So, there's always a story, or there's always something behind the mirror. My fed a fun shun all day. Because people will put up a facade. People will put up all kinds of things. And you would think it is just how they are. And some people become obsessed, even though they don't want to admit it. Man, they become obsessed with people's lives. What? And they follow them. And to them, it's like, oh, they're living a life. But they're not. People are quick to try to tell you how your life and everything is. That's why I was taught a long time ago, listen more, speak less. Right? But people will. People will. Oh, my God. People will. People will act like they know the full story. People will make up their own fucking story in their head, which is always dangerous to me, and live out the story that they made. And you'd be like, that didn't even happen. That's not even how the shit went down. But okay. And then people will try to stop you. not even try. Most do, you know. But then, do they really? Because just because I'm not in the limelight doesn't mean I stop what I'm doing. I'm just not out there in this fucking crazy social media highway and sitting here, you know, going back and forth with fucking trolls, idiots, and derelicts. Doesn't mean I stop. You know, doesn't mean I stop. I'm just not right there with you. Like, I don't need to be in the circus or the parade. It doesn't. I didn't sign up for that. You know, oh, well, you got to take it. You knew what you asked for. No. I knew what I asked for. I knew what I signed up for. I don't have to volunteer to be in the circus. I don't have to volunteer to be in the parade. Not all wars are won out in the forefront. Some of the most famous wars are fought and won behind closed doors. But if you want to stand out there and wave your fucking flag like you have it all together, great, go for it. I don't care. But what happens when you're pulled on the carpet and you got to show them what you're working with and you have to do the work that you claim you've been doing? And now you standing there in the room like, what I got to do? Oh, my God, what they saying? I thought you was doing this. I thought you was built for it up. I thought you already had this in the bag. Ain't that? I saw 30 of your fucking posts. You said you doing this. No. Like, I only know how to read online. I don't know how to read people in real life. What the fuck? No. Oh, my God. I don't know how to really. No, I don't. I didn't know how to do that. That's why I don't argue anymore. If it doesn't apply to me, I keep going. I don't give a fuck what you post. You can post that jackrabbits came out your ass and shot fucking glitter and sparkles. Great. Do you believe it? Great. Who am I? I'm not entertaining that. Because some people want to bait you in. Some people want to get famous or for arguing with you. Some people want to see online drama. No. Now, do I post if someone has receipts and they're like, listen, this person did that. Show your receipts. Let's share. Because the community needs to know. We've been hiding shit under the rug too long. That shit is crazy. Do elders want to speak? No. No, the first thing most people say, well, it don't have nothing to do with me. And you got to be careful of the charges because you can't share everything. People can sue you. And it's now I understand. Now I understand why the youth is the way they are. I understand it now. I understand it. We ain't marching no motherfucking more. My Jordans, my Timbs, my Balenciagos don't be walking down no street. What we gonna do is go to war. That's it. I'm not sitting here arguing with you. What? Drop your location. See, that's them. That's them. That we ain't arguing no more. What? I'm not arguing with you. I'm not my grandmother and them. They would sit there and argue and pray and all of that. That's not me. No. And I used to get on my nephews and them and be like, yo, you got to choose peace. You choose fucking peace. These people need to learn respect. Y'all quick to download down the millennials, the whatever, all of this. But them motherfuckers in the street, the hood, the goddamn ghetto, or whatever you want to call it, the trap. Yo, player, what you say? Yo, ma, what you say? Yo, drop that location. Motherfuckers don't want to do that because they want to be in your goddamn crib. Like, yo, what? Who? Yeah, okay. They really are doing it. And they ain't got time. So all of that DM arguing and beefing on social media, what? I thought a nigga with no life said something. Oh, okay. And that's it. Drop your location. Where you at? Oh, for real? I'm in New York. You in Ohio. Yo, Pete. Yo, fam. What you doing? Yeah, go to this area right here. Yeah, snatch that motherfucker up. Oh, ooh. Yeah. See? The young people. See, we got it confused. They not marching. I'm not going to be sitting here marching fucking up my motherfucking Timbs and what? My red bottoms or whatever the shoe is out. They ain't doing that no more. No. That's why you see more dead fucking youth. And it's sad. You see more older people getting killed by younger people. Why? Because they're not doing that. I'm going to respect you. But, yo, you got to give me something to respect. Don't sit here and try to micromanage me or tell me something and you got motherfucking killers and all of that running. You our example. And how are you showing us? Oh, just meditate. No, fuck a meditate. When we going to war? What's that about? Don't call me if you're going to sit here and talk it out. Then bye. You don't have beef. You got a disagreement. Learn the difference. Oh, you got a disagreement. Figure it out. I'm out. Bye. That's it. Oh my God, nobody's here for me. No, everybody's here for you. But what are you there for you? That's the issue. But all this on social media and doing all of this, like, yo, no, what's the backstory? Tell me the backstory. Because I don't want to see that shit you done posted. What's the backstory? Everybody want to jump in on the source. That's why I love this song. And I really do. I have a great respect for Y Club. But I love this song. Because, you know, everybody's quick to glorify all the disrespect. They want to apologize in public, in private. No, no, you slandered me. Do that shit in public. But then everybody also got a story about something. The first thing I ask is, yo, were you there? No, I heard from a friend. This conversation is not going nowhere. Last night, I knew I changed last night. You know how you get that moment of... I give fucks about Candelo and what he does. If ain't nobody telling me he did, then I really don't give a fuck. That's on everything, right? Somebody wrote, oh, you know, I can't share the voice recording or anything because we're liable to go to jail. And all I'm doing is sharing. So all the shit that was shared on social media, we all should be in prison because there's some shit that we like, yo, even from stars and rappers and all of that. So, okay, he ain't rich. Then you have, I did something that was so fucked up that I was like, yeah, nah, I can't. I got to reevaluate my shit. Like, nah. I don't check up on people. If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I don't care if you had a baby or if you died. I don't give a fuck if you just got married or you lost everything. I don't give a fuck. You're not a factor anymore. Candelo's not a factor in my life at all. Anybody that want to come to get some help or whatever, or even just get some inspiration and they've been wrong, I'm going to help them. I'm not going to put your business out there. I'm not going to do all of that. I'm do what I can, and that's it. Or put you in the hands of maybe people that can't help you. That's all. That's it. That's all I'm doing. But I don't give a fuck about what he does. I'm not keeping an update. Last night, they were like, oh, yeah, I've been going on this page and this. And I'm sitting here waiting, like looking like, okay. I felt disgusted. Like, bitch, this ain't you. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with fucking you? Yo, bring it back. I did. Not even gonna lie. I did. I was like, oop. I don't keep tabs on people. I don't. I don't care what you say about me. I don't give a fuck if you don't rock with me. I don't. That's why I do what I do. This is why I continue with my company. All that shit was going on, I still was working. All that shit was going on, I still post. I still was putting my daily day for that, sharing that page and making sure it's good. It ain't mine. I didn't do it. You know, it's commanding the life and all of that. I've been posting that. I post inspirational things. And then in the process, I post something about mine. Then I post shut them down and something else. But I still kept going. I don't do groups. A ruler told me, and it is fact, a hungry dog eats alone. That's fact. So that part I took in consideration and I added it. I applied it in my life because I don't do like lives and stuff. I invite people on. Hey, you want to get on? Shit, let's talk. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Might be something that you need. I'm a follow with that. I invite people on. But we don't do shows together. I started this with 3 fucking views. I started it. 3 views. I didn't go to nobody and ask nobody nothing. I did this shit. Yo, the only one I would lean on, dead serious. See, not even my business partner. You know who I leaned on? Bum ass Chris that was part owner of We All In. He was like, yo, talk about this. Hey, you know, do this. Hey, you thought about this? Like, that was my person because I was trying to get the younger audience. You know what I'm saying? And people would walk by and they would see us. And I'm in my all white. Even before I had all white, he would be like, yo, make sure you talk about this or, you know, shit. Because he wasn't into anything spiritual. So he would be like, so what about this? Like, do y'all do this? So it was good topics. Angry Mike would sit there and be like, yo, so if you get a spiritual woman and you're not spiritual, how does that play out? Like, these were the topics. And reality, I had them, right? The three or four people that was in front of me and the three people that was online, which was Unc, God bless the day, my cousin Christine, and Angel. Those was the three. Those were the three. And he would be like, don't give up. Don't stop. Keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep doing it. Don't stop. Then my godfather, Ibae, he would be like, consistency is key. You gotta outwork everybody. Like, don't take, when you're tired, that's when you work more. I built it. I offered the game to people. They ain't accept it. Okay, they follow and do something else. I'm not mad. Do that. That whatever works for you. Maybe my plan don't work. But I tell you one thing. Your plan is new. My feet been in the dirt for the past, 7 years? Been in the dirt of doing this. Trial and error. What didn't work, what I did, oops. Oh, we can't do that no more. Experience. Your shit is a thought. It hasn't even been put into action. My shit already been laid. It done grew. So I went from 3, 5, 25, 15, 800, 500, 1K, 2K, 4K. Still growing. I ain't make it to 1 million yet, but I'm still growing. So I don't do, I'm not going to sit here and build this mansion and hand you it, and you ain't putting no work in. I offer you some games, some excitement, some stuff. But what I'm not going to do is work for you. That I'm not doing. So just like with Wyclef, I'm Haiti. I speak it. I was raised here. My blood runs in this dirt. But the very people that I'm designed to help are the ones that don't want me. Oh, why is that? Because now two things happen. You came from here and you rose up. Why? Because consistency. I kept doing it. I didn't allow obstacles to get in my way. I didn't allow all that other shit. I stayed focused. I disciplined myself. I'm not here for the bullshit. What are you doing? I ask people, you doing lives. What are you doing them for? Huh? What are you doing? I mean, if you just want to gossip and shoot the shit, go ahead. Don't invite me because I need to make money. So I'm not, no. But what are you doing it for? Are you educating the masses? Is there agenda? Like, what are you doing? Now, you can hate on the people. Like I said, that's not me. I don't hate on them. I appreciate them. But that's not me. You can hate on the people that's reading cards, but they getting paid. They got their love offering, their Cash App. They getting paid. They're letting you know, this is what I do. I'm doing this. And I know some of them that are consistent. They stay doing that shit. Without a doubt. At the end of the week, they make a good 1,000, 2,000 a week from being consistent. Every day, they throwing those cards. Then after they got that big following, then they start doing it on certain days. And then they ticket and marketing it. That's their thought pattern. I can't get mad. They started from the bottom. People love free shit. They don't like to pay. Okay. But then they give love offerings. So them love offerings add up. First day, you might get 20. Next day, you might get 100. Next day, each time you do it, because people like free stuff or stuff that they don't have to pay for, and you're just reading them online. Oh, what about my boyfriend? Will my man come out of jail? What about the girl that's over here that don't like me? You just catering to the masses. Okay, I can't get mad. Do your thing. If that's what you call for, great. Do it. That's you. That's you. I can't hate on that. But don't hate on them, because at the end of the day, this is their thing. They making money. They being consistent. They not on it. And then you don't see them no more. Then you only see them when the bill is due. No, I know motherfuckers that do it every morning. When I'm getting up, they getting up. I get up at 6, 5:45, 6 o'clock. They up at the same time throwing cards, reading. Motherfuckers. And they start, I seen some of them, like Prince Elias. I seen some of them start with just 20. This motherfucker get 2K in the morning. I'm like, who the fuck is up early this morning? Yo, play, I see your work. And he's up. Hey, do the girls need me? Hey, what up, girls? Do the girls need me? Do the girls? And they love him. It's another one. This dude, oh my God, you think he bad shit crazy. But he gets up. He makes literally 4,000 a week. 4,000 a week. And he's consistent. He's consistent. And now he starts selling little things and selling his little juju baskets for the holidays, all of that. I've seen people do it. I've seen it. And they are up early. The first thing I say is, who the fuck is up for? Wait, some of these people don't even go to sleep at fucking night. Like, they just live for this. But they got that corner market. They got it. And they're doing it. And they're not worrying about what nobody say at all. At all. They not giving a fuck. Whatever you want to say, great. They up here. 6 a.m, 7 a.m, they up. Up doing it. Like, hey, that's it. They may take 1 or 2 days off because they already built that capital. That's it. That's all. And they are doing it. Have they little light, they little whole little gimmick out there. For real, some of them might be like, that's kind of cute. Okay, think about that. That's it. They come with a whole fucking entourage. They come with the drapings, the candles, the this, the that. They have the whole thing. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. That background, everything. I said, yeah, my little ass come with just a back of a couch. I'm in the kitchen. That's it. But I can't hate on them. Do your thing. You up the same way I'm up. Get your grind on. And they go to sleep. Guess what they do? That's where I learned that from. For real. They be up early in the morning. They make their coin. They do a little thing. They post a little things. They do that. And then guess what they do? They clock the fuck out. Enjoy their goddamn day. I said, what? All of them. When they up 6, 7, 8 in the morning. They doing their readings. They doing all of that. They'll post a little thing. Post something about something. They'll share something about something. They'll hit my stuff. Okay. We love you, auntie. Hey, auntie. Share my shit. All of that. May get a few readings. They may post, hey, if you need a reading or whatever, book it at this number. And then they clock the fuck out and enjoy their day. They ain't got time for anything else. And they've been doing this consistently. Consistently. They ain't got time for nothing else. I didn't come here to play with you. I didn't come here to do this. I came here for a calling. Don't get sidetracked. And people dragged them. Oh, don't get it twisted. They get dragged. Oh, you got people reading. They can't read. Oh, my God, this and this. They get dragged. And guess what they do? Get up in the morning, do what they need to do, and clock the fuck out and go and live their life. They're not in or late at night. First of all, I'm up early in the morning. I don't need to be on social media at night. I don't. I really don't. I don't. I get all my readings during the day. I don't read at night. I don't. Unless it's an emergency or somebody needs something, I don't read at night. I read in the daytime, get it out the way, hey, and move on about my life. That's all. Because I also have other companies that I have to run. This is not just it. So I got other companies I run. So I need to make sure those are flourishing. I need to make sure that is doing. Spirituality is something that I enjoy. But that's not the only thing. So I got to also make sure those companies are functioning. Those are moving fast and forward and putting things together. That's it. That's all. That's it. So I don't deal with now no more of who's doing what, why they're doing and keeping an update. When I, for real, with that last night, I felt horrifying. I did. I really did. I felt horrifying. I felt horrifying. Like, that's not even me. Like, bitch, what are you doing? For real? You doing the mundane. Come on. Stop. And to add other people in it is just, nah, no. See, I learned a long time ago. I don't do co-defendants. Because pressure on a fucking pipe bus. I don't do co-defendants. I don't do co-defendants. I do my dirt and everything else by my lonely. I don't. Ain't nobody going to tell. I'm not going to tell on me. So, no. So, I don't. And I don't do clicks. I hate clicks. I do. I hate clicks. The way to destroy a snake, turn up the head. So, you get the one with the most fucking mouth, destroy them. That's it. Everybody else will fall. It's been proven. Candelo had the Shade Brigade. Take the head off. Fucking Brigade left. They left. And they usually drag people for life. Publicly. They left. See, I don't do clicks. I don't. Don't associate me. Say, hey, she know her. Or, hey, you know, they're friends. Or, hey, they cool. But don't. Oh, she's going to do what she do. No. Uh-uh. No. No. Hence why I respect and love Wyclef. That motherfucker be like, yo, don't add me with anybody. No. No, don't add me. No. And you know, that's why I love Haiti. Listen, They don't promote nothing else but them. Them. This is us. This is Haiti. This is ID. This is us. We ain't promoting American flag. We ain't promoting none of that. We promoting us. This right here. They have more pride in themselves than the Lord can ever give. Like, I know who I am. I know who I am. I'm not going to dumb down or become stupid because of you. No. No, no, no. No. But you want to play this game? I know how to play it. You want me to be the nigga? Okay. I know how to do that. Remember, I fought to win my freedom. Y'all motherfuckers still enslaved. We not. We may not have all the things that you have. But guess what? We enjoyed one thing. Freedom. And we paid that price for it. So I don't give a fuck what you say. You're still a slave. I paid for mine. I paid to be free. So you know how the free slaves and the free black people, and because they're not slaves when they're free. The free black people and the slaves. And they would walk around and, you know, master would be fucking furious. I paid for mine. I paid the price. But I also know I got to suffer the part, but because y'all won't let me to come visit my family on the reservation. Y'all won't let me come and be a part of certain things because I'm a free nigga. I'm free. I was free. And it didn't take money. It took determination, took focus, took discipline, consistency. I didn't give up. I saw it. I knew what I had to pay for. That's why I tell people, you got to know what you're signing up for. But Cliff knew what he was signing up for. He just didn't think that it would hit him that hard. He thought or assumed it would be more white people. He didn't think it would be his own kind. The same way, I didn't think that spiritual people would want to drag me for Alton Candelo. I didn't think that. I thought, yeah, you know, kind of crazy people and stuff, but I didn't think it would be my own fucking spiritual people that I see, that I sit with, that would dog me out in the background. I didn't think that. But did I know what I was signing up for? Yeah, I knew she's going to take a hit. People are going to disinvite her, uninvite her for things. People are not going to want to fuck with her like that. She's not going to be able to be in the in crowd or anything. But I never was anyway. I didn't go to all the events they went to. Certain spots and certain stores they went to go and speak, I didn't go because if I didn't feel the people that ran it, I'm not going. The one thing I'm not is a fucking phony. I'm not just going to be nice just to be nice. I'm going to tell you, I don't fuck with you. Like, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not disrespectful, but I'm not going to sit there and tell you. So I kind of figured that. But that's what I'm saying. I love Haiti. I love Wyclef. I love the story behind it and consistency. And he didn't jump with a crew to say, oh, wow, we're going to do that. No, no, no. Crews will fuck you up when you first start, especially if we both have our own agenda. If we're not on the same page, nah, no, no. It was these two young white boys that I met, man. They were phenomenal. They were. When we had Hookah Hookup in Atlanta, two white boys. My daughter Didi was like, Ma, you know who they are? It was this product that they made, right? Two white boys became millionaires. They weren't even close to 25. That's what I'm saying. Wait, they was past 21, but they wasn't even 25. Now, one of the kids, right? Because to me, they were children. One of the kids' parents were scientists, right? The other parent was marketers. They were these big moguls of putting products together and marketing and shit like that. So they both got together. They were potheads. And they came up with the synthetic weed. They did. They came up with this shit. So, because they were the owners until they sold the rights. Give a fuck. I'm telling you. So, they wanted something to have that you can pass a drug test. That is weed, but it's synthetic. It's man-made. It's not grown in the ground. But with everything, there is a side effect. There's repercussions. There's all that with that. But they sold their idea. Because they came up with it. And soldiers and everybody started smoking that shit. Smoking the synthetic weed. Synthetic. Everybody jumped on it. They knew how to market it. Why? They knew from their parents. They knew what chemical to go where to make it have the effect, the facade of smoking real marijuana, but without the backlash of failing the drug test. All right? Amazing kids. White dudes. Two white boys. So they came because they heard about us blowing up. Right? Me, Billy, Ryan, Annan, Ozzy, God bless the dead. You know what I'm saying? We came with a thought. We all were on the same page. So I already know anything that I put in my head, I can market it. Trial and error works for me all the time. So they came because they heard about us, because we were in business for 1 year and we blew up. We blew up. We blew up and they had to see who were these people. Who is Hookah Hookup? Because they're doing some crazy shit and we like it. Well, they sold their company to somebody else and they walked away with a nice chunk of change. And they were good. But they brought something to the table. They brought something to the table. See, this is when you collaborate and you have, what are you bringing? What are you bringing to this? Fuck the table, but the block. What are you bringing? Right? So we can make money. We can build. What are you bringing? What, you just can't tell me you're bringing knowledge. No. What are you bringing? These two white boys, like I said, one parent was in the lab. Other parent was marketing moguls. They learned from their parents. And they came up with, both of them had one thing in common. They were potheads. But we can't go to different jobs and we can't do all of this if we fail a drug test. So let's come together and make some shit where we ain't gotta fail and we can still be high, right? We get all the luxuries, but without the restrictions. So we good. So they did that. Now, the side effects was it's synthetic. It's not real. It's man-made. Fucked people head up. Made them a whole new different kind of crackhead, zombie type. Motherfuckers eating people under the fucking trestles in Florida. Like, bugged them out. Made just for real, man. It really fucked people up. Where even now, like, the rehabs are full. Not of crackheads. Not of potheads or alcoholics. This synthetic weed shit. And then they banned it. Right? Because it was really fucking people up and people were dying. They had aneurysms in their brain, bugged them out, made them schizophrenic, bipolar, all of this. But they don't even know or have a cure for it. So when you see those motherfuckers outside and they just be naked, taking off their clothes and all that, that's all that synthetic weed and synthetic cocaine, bath salts. That's that. You know, new drug in town. And then they, you know, people always got to make it better or enhance it. They started, you know, the little dots you would get on the candy wrapper. They'll lace that with the liquid. And people would eat that. And they'll bug the fuck out. Be standing there singing in the rain. Butt ass naked. And you'd be like, what the fuck? Molly's. It just elevated to something else. So, but that base of the ingredient that those two white boys did, that's that. To make it just grow. Did they know what they were signing up for? Not totally, but they did it. But that's not the conversation. The conversation is they each brung something, but they have one thing in common. Right? With us, me, Billy, Ryan, and all of us, right? We sat down. What did we have in common? We all had experience working in the smoke shop, working in the sex shop, and we all knew each other's work ethics. I know that Ryan is going to make whatever we work beautiful. He's going to decorate and put everything in order. That is Ryan. He's going to make sure everything is in order. The money is in order in the drawers, the paperwork, all the papers you need, the new employee kits. Like, Ryan's going to make sure all that. He's going to decorate. He's going to paint. He has the vision. He's going to put all that together. So your store will be fully equipped and you'll have all your paperwork in your office. That's that. Annan will make sure everything that Ryan has stays that way. She'll make sure that whatever you need to order, she will make sure, like if you go, hey, this and this sells, she'll go and find the cheapest one and make sure she's doing all the muscle work in the corporate part, the part where you don't have to do that part. She will. And she, hey, what do y'all need? Okay, your employee needs this. Okay, what kind of paperwork? Like, that's Annie. Billy is the negotiator. That motherfucker is going to go and make 5-course meals or 5-star meals out of 2 beans in a bag. That's Billy. And me, I'm going to be consistent. And I am the one that will hold people accountable. Yeah, I will. You coming to work? No, don't come back. Like, because they are a little bit too soft-hearted. They're for real. I love them, but they are. They'll be like, oh, shit, nah, you know, give them another chance. I'm not giving nobody a chance. You were supposed to be here. This is your schedule you picked. I didn't pick this shit, so be here. So, and they'd be like, yo, you know, because they call me Ford. Get Ford. You know, and I would go toe-to-toe for whatever. Yo, we believe in this? We got this? Yeah, fuck it. Let's go. Like, that's it. So, and consistency. Nah, Ford is going to do it. Yo, I don't even need to go there. She's already there. And when they do, oh, well, we need to check. And he'll come. He said, I told you. So, consistency. That's always been me. Consistency. She said she's going to be there at 2:45. The only time she's not there, if she's sick or if the trains, but guarantee she in the car, she's already kept, yo, I'm there. That's it. So, consistency. So he would. He'd be like, wait, Ford says she coming. She'll be here at 3 o'clock. What time is it? 2:45? Give about 5 more minutes. 2:50, 2:55, she'll be walking through the door. No, 2:55, I'm right there. Like I told you. And, yo, what you need? Because she got it in her goddamn bag. She Mary Poppins. She got whatever she need in that goddamn bag. And they'd be like, no. So one day we was outside somewhere and the mosquitoes was eating us. And Billy, one of my business partners, Billy said, yo, ask Ford to give you some bug spray. His wife was like, she don't have no bug spray. He said, I'm telling you, ask her. She was like, you got some bug spray? I dig in my bag. I said, here, girl. I said, that's why the bugs in there. He said, I told you she got everything in that goddamn bag. I'm telling you. She is efficient. And I was sitting there laughing like, nah. No, I'm not. But it is. We all brung to the block what we had. And then we had one motive. We had one agenda. One, we wanted to sell to the masses good shit, because we like the good shit. And we wanted to give people opportunities because someone gave it to us. That's it. That's all. That's it at the end of the day. So we didn't settle. But anyway, these young kids, though, like I said, the conversation is hot because what are you bringing? If we're collaborating something, what are you bringing? Because I'm not going to do everything. I'm not going to do the marketing. I'm not going to do the thoughts. I'm not going to build it up. I'm not going to do it. So what do I need you for? So that's why. Nah, that's okay. I'm good. And mind you, people have wanted me to, oh, you know, we should do this together. And yo, no. Because I'm like, Billy and them would say, yo, she don't have a limit. Like, if you're not all in, don't do it. And that's why we were all in. We were all in. If you're not all in, don't do it. Don't do it. If we can't sit down regularly and be like, yo, this and this, and this is what we're going to do, and yo, you seen this, like keeping an update and all of that, then don't do it. Because I don't have a stop button. You know what I'm saying? And that we got to have an agenda. We got to have a set goal. We got to know what we're doing. I'm not just going to sit on social media and just gossip all fucking day long. No, I can do that in my house. And that's not me. So, no. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to give you, if you call me, I'm going to give you something, whatever. After a while, I'm going to look at my clock or I'm going to look at some shit and be like, wait, I got something to do. Okay, babes, I'll talk to you whenever. All right. And that's it. Because I got shit to do. I'm not going to sit here and talk about, listen, I don't like Candela. I don't fuck with him, but I'm not going to sit here for 9 hours and talk about him. I don't give a fuck. Why? I got shit to do. I don't like a lot of people. I'm not going to sit here all fucking day long and talk about them. No, that's not what I'm built for. So if somebody sit there and be like, well, I was on the phone with E5 Bayo for 9 hours. No. How much money she made? That's what you should ask. Oh, she ain't make no money. Y'all lying because she wasn't on the phone with y'all. No. She's going to make something out of the deal. I learned that from my homeboy, Fats. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So why am I sitting here with you? And he's straight for that. What's up? How much you need? And they'd be like, what? How much you need? What? How much is it? What? How much am I making off this call? Oh, I'm just calling to see. Okay, I'm good. Bye. Because if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Why? What are you calling me for? Why? What? Are you in trouble? Do you need something? You know, something happened? You got receipts? You got proof? No? Okay. All right. Mm-mm. That's why I don't ring phones. I don't ring phones unless it's, if I'm calling you at the other end, is, hey, you know, are you free for this? Can you do this? You know, what about this? That's it. That's all. That's all I need. That's it. Hey, you okay? You alive? Yeah, okay. That's it. But I tried. And it made me sick. It doesn't sit well with me. I can't. Nah. That I can't do. I can't do that. I'm not built for that. You know, so that's why, like I said, he did his thing. Wyclef did his thing. Was he prepared for his own people to shit on him? No, he wasn't. Did they make a loss? Yeah, they did. They should have. I would have bet on Wyclef. You would at least had a little bit more money flowing in. You would have came with music and all of that. You know what I'm saying? But it would have been a little bit more. Now, yeah, he would have definitely catered to the rich people, but at the end, he would have opened it up. He already was there. He knows a lot of the stuff, but, you know, they didn't want it. So they instead try to sabotage him, set him up, bring up his past, did all of that, and, you know, but do we still help out Haiti? Of course, you're not going to turn away from your place where you were born and where you grew up at. Not at all. Still sings about it. Still loves it. Still do it. You know? Sad that sometimes the good gotta suffer with the bad, but, you know, it's just the way of the world. It's on some real shit. But at the end of the day, you can't allow things and people to stop you from your focus. Okay, I might can't do it in the grand scheme of things, but don't mean I can't do it at all. I just can't do it for the world to see. But it's still the back door, and I still got access to the house. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you can't do it for the world to see. You can't run for president of Haiti for the world to see, but that don't mean stop helping Haiti. You can't do collaborations or all of this with these people because their agendas is different, doesn't mean that you got to stop helping people. Okay, I'm reading for the masses. Don't mean that you don't want me on your page or you don't want me doing your shit. Don't mean I stopped. The social media didn't close down for everybody. So just because you can't do it in the grand scheme of things or the way you thought, maybe that's the blessing if you think about it. Because it winds up fucked up anyway. Because it's always, we see it all the time. Oh, this person was jealous of me. Or this person didn't want it. I thought y'all was a great team. No, that's why. No. I'm not mad at it. Do it. If you can work well with each other, great. If there's communication, of course there's going to be things that you don't like. There's going to be things they don't like. It goes with that. But you got to stand in a unified front. Or people will come in and test that friendship. And if people have their own agenda, they don't give a fuck. They'll drop your ass like a bad habit. Yeah, I've seen it falls too many times. I'm not. That's not what I signed up for. I'm good. I dig this ground myself. Wasn't nobody there when I was planting it. Wasn't nobody there when I was going to buy the seeds. There wasn't nobody there when I was at one time thinking it was a drought and it didn't rain and I had to carry buckets of water. Wasn't nobody there for that. So, nah, you ain't gonna capitalize off the fruits of my motherfucking labor that I did and you just sat by and watched and now you gonna jump on? Nah, I'm good. Love Supplies Botanica. It's in mother's hands now. Embarking on a spiritual journey. Respect the Magic. Art Lab. All of that. I started that. Art Lab is a rising tide lift for all boats. I started those. I'm not. It's in mother's hands now. It's for domestic abuse. You know, brothers that want to get services that, you know, they may have been the abuser. Different shelters and, you know, different agencies that might need it. People that are coming out of prison, maybe they want to start a letter writing campaign, things like that. Like, yeah, that's in mother's hands now. So, yeah, nah. I'm good. I'm so good. Respect and Magic is classes that are under that one, all the classes and stuff that I do. Love Supplies is all the spiritual stuff, the card readings and all of that. Art Lab is A Rising Tide Lift All Boats. Everybody that's new, upcoming, that are out there, artists, painters, anything that's dealing with anything that's art, just, you know, showing your spiritual side, or just you being you, everyday people. So, you know, because a rising tide lifts all boats. When you rise, I rise. We all rise together. So it is. It is that. Now Oshun's Village. Anyone is welcome. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you believe in the blue turnip. That is the village where you are work. You are welcome. Come in, sit down, have a hot plate of food or a sandwich or something, something cold to drink, a cold drink, and sit down. And let's just get you comfortable. No, you can't stay here forever, but you can stay. While you're here, let's get you back together. Let's put you back in alignment and then let you go on back out there in the world and keep on doing it, because this not forever. This is the start where you, the spot where you rest at. Get yourself, collect yourself, get yourself back, and then go on about your business. That's it. But I want to make sure you got the tools and stuff, so you ain't got to keep coming back here. You know, you got to have the tools and stuff. You need to know, hey, I know that you don't do that. And to build you a backbone, okay, you know, and you just go on back out there. Go ahead. You know, so that's it. We the respite spot. We get you right. And then we send you on. And we make sure everybody that's a part of it, they live their lives. And Ocean Village is open to everyone. So it's not just one person or one set of people or anything like that. It's not. It's open to everyone. And we promote so many different people. Hey, you know, this class or this school or this person. We don't discriminate, and we're not worried. It's not just about us. It's not. It's not. Everybody has a village somewhere. So that's it. We just got ours. So at the end of the day, know what you're signing up for. You know what I'm saying? Not everything is what you see. And communication is key. If you can't talk and, like, shit, elephants in the room, then don't do it. Go ahead and do shit by yourself. And just because you can't have access to a grander scheme of things, you're still invited in the house. Maybe you just need to work from one room. It's okay. At least you know you're working at the end of the day. You may not can't work in the big house, but you own the plantation, you own there. So you get to help somebody. And I do believe in quality instead of quantity. I don't need 50,000 people. If I just help one person, out of that one, I help many. That's it. So if you're helping them, they are going to go out and help so many others. So I learned that a really long time ago. So from a lady, right? Real quick. She walked past me. I don't do cold readings, but she walked past me. For some strange reason, I turned around and I said, oh my God, you're going to be a doctor. Like, you're going to be a doctor over in Jamaica, not here. Like, I don't know where you're from, lady, but I see you. She cursed me out. Not even going to lie. She cursed me out. Still didn't stop me. She cursed me out. I'm a fucking principal. I would never go to nobody's hospital or go to Jamaica. No. But she was Jamaican. I left. I came back. Somebody was like, yo, somebody dropped this bag off for you. So me, I'm thinking, because I was around crazy people, I'm thinking, oh my God, somebody did voodoo to me because they trying to stop my money. The bag was empty. It was like, I don't know. So it was a letter in there. But I didn't read the letter. Because the letter to me didn't make sense. It said, you were right. Thank you. That's it. I didn't know what the fuck that meant. So a few weeks later, this lady comes and she's like, I want to read in from her. But I was in the back and I heard her. She had a strong, crazy Jamaican accent. And she comes back there with her ticket. And I was like, how can I help you? And she said, you don't remember me. I was like, no. I said, what's the matter? She said, you told me I was going to be a doctor in Jamaica. She said, I was a principal and I'm old, right? She was like, I'm 50-something. Ain't nobody want to put me as a doctor or nothing like that. She said, so something happened. She had this epiphany or whatever. And she wound up moving to Jamaica. She wound up going to medical school because at first they turned her down and she went to the office and said, listen, I'll pay this, this, and this. But whatever she did, she got into medical school. She said, I gave you the pocketbook because it was handmade in Jamaica. She said, and may you always carry the beauty of messages with you to others. I was sitting there like, for real? Because I was more shocked than anything. I was like, for real? She said, no, I really did. She said, I am in medical schools now. She said, I have one more year. She said, and I'm opening up my practice. She was like, so don't ever underestimate who you are. I said, okay. Thank you for the reading and thank you for the money. And okay. She was like, no, I want you to know this. She said, because at first I cursed you out. I want to apologize. She said, because I thought this fucking lady crazy. Oh my God, this is wrong with spiritual people. She said, but you're right. I said, okay, thank you. I'm not saying I'm the great I am. I would never put myself in any category of that. I'm just a regular person. All I do is the best of my ability of trying to help, tell, or do. Inspire, uplift, encourage, fight for sometimes. That's it. That's all. I live a mediocre life. I'm grateful. Somebody told me that I'm rich beyond measure. I said, where the money is? She said, you got grandkids. Got 9 of them. She said, so they are going to share your story like you share your mother's and them. She said, you are rich. She said, you don't even know it. I said, wow. So for y'all people, stop worrying and doing and wanting when you just start right where you are and do the work that you were called to do. All that other shit is extra. Stop. If you don't think you work well with somebody, you don't have to. It's okay. Hey, what we was doing is not working out. Move on. Move on. There's no animosity, nothing. Seriously. That's it. Respect people and their actions. Fuck what they say. Respect their actions. When they show you who they are, that's who they are. You don't need all that extra. I don't have time for extra. Kiss. Keep it simple, sweetie. That's it. So y'all enjoy this beautiful Sunday. I show them. Thank you for Bob's. The class was great. It went over. I enjoyed it. I really love teaching. I do. I love that. I love teaching. Thanks for my students that signed up. If you still want, you mix the introduction class, you still can sign up. Still can sign up. Payment plans are available. That's up to you. But I'm very grateful. And if I don't, I'm happy with the students I got. I am grateful. So as always, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. Catch me in February at Omaha, right? April in Detroit with the Motown Witch. And more online stuff. More online stuff. More online stuff. Thank you.